let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. With us on the program, our guest is Sonia Lipford. She's the author of Bubblegum Journey, among other books. It's a children's book that was made to give kids and parents hope because she believes that life is different on the other side for kids. Sonia attended Austin Peay University on the base of Fort Campbell, where she studied. Also attended Colorado Technical College, where she received her professional certificate as a correction officer. Sonia worked as a provider at a few daycares in which they inspired the creation of her children's books. The one specifically talking about today, Bubblegum Journey. Sonia Lipford with us on This Week in America. Sonia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
You did all of these books. We're talking about Bubblegum Journey specifically today. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, when my grandson passed away, I had already had a poetry called The Journey. And when he passed, I took the poetry and switched it around and called it The Bubblegum Journey. Because the last time I saw him, he was chewing bubblegum. So that's why I called The Bubblegum Journey.
So sorry to hear about his passing, and it's interesting that the memories that you have, and the memory lives on in this book. What a great tribute to your grandson in having this book live on. How would you describe this book? Because there is a very important message in it, isn't there?
Yes. The important message is that, to me, when children pass that early, and it's like they will not be judged because they was young. They had no enemies, you know. They were just children that passed over. So I made it seem like, because people go through this every day with children that passes away. But to me, when I wrote The Bubblegum Journey, I wanted them to see that when children pass over, they're happy, you know, and there's something prepared for them on the other side. So as they read the book, they'll see what was prepared for him. So it was easy for him to go over to the other side.
Yes.
Then being judged. He was too young.
What was this book like for you to go back and to think of his memories, the fond memories? Was this good for you to write this book, sort of therapeutic, and that you were able to take your memories of Darius and put them into this book, a tribute to him?
Yeah, it was hard because I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't cry when he passed. I was kind of upset inside, but I didn't understand it because he was so young. And, you know, as older people, we don't understand. We want them to live longer than us, you know?
Exactly.
Our children shouldn't have, you know, but they do. So with him, I sat down on the porch and the poetry that I had, and when I switched it over, I read that, I said, yeah, this is good for his obituary. You know, people to see that when he left, he was happy. The last time I saw him, he was happy because he left a bunch of bubble gum stuck on my carpet that's still there right now. So I don't want to remove the bubble gum.
I don't blame you. Leave that there.
It took a minute for me, and I remember when, and I, yes, I just left it there. And I remember working, I was just crying. Finally cried after 2 years. I finally cried about it. Because, see, I wrote it, so I didn't cry. So when I, this time on my way to work, I cried. And I called my job, and I told them what was wrong. And they was like, oh, no, go ahead and take some days off. And, you know, because some people deal with stuff like that differently.
Exactly,
you know?
Yes.
And I had to write a book to deal with it. And that's what I did. I took it from his obituary and putting it to a book.
Well, it's interesting. Everybody has to deal, like you said, deal with it in a different way. And this was how you expressed your grief and how you dealt with it. Our guest on the program is Sonia Lipford. If you're Googling, that's SoniaLipford. The books are available at Amazon. This one, and we'll mention the others here during the interview, Bubblegum Journey, the book available Amazon. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go there. We're talking with Sonia on Skype. We're doing a YouTube video, so you can go to our YouTube channel. Just Google that as well and watch the video version of the program with Sonia. Who is the book designed for? Who do you think the book will appeal to?
I think the book will appeal to a lot of people, even children. I mean, people who had to deal with that situation, which is every day on all sides of the world, doesn't matter. It would let people look at it and say, okay, you know, everybody goes through this. And this girl wrote this book for people to see. You know what I'm saying? I wanted people to see it could be different with children.
And it will give a lot of hope to people that are struggling like you did with this young person who is no longer with us. It's such a wonderful job that you did with Bubblegum Journey. And the book is relevant today, isn't it? Talk about that. This is something that we all can relate to and understand as we read it.
Yes, sir. Yes. And that's what I want them to do, to understand it. You know, goes into depression when stuff like that happens. And, you know, a lot of people do because it was a kid that passed, you know. It's like he was only 2 when he passed. And I even put his picture in the book because that was his first snow. So I put a picture in there with him in the snow because that was his first snow. And then the next following year, he was gone. So, yeah.
Sonia's book is Bubblegum Journey, a children's book that was made to give kids and parents hope because she believes life is different on the other side for kids and talks about that in the book. What makes this book different, do you think, than other books that might be out there?
Well, I think it makes it different because I feel, you know, people go through that. And like I said, you got kids that have cancer. You got kids who playing in the street, get hit by a car. And it relates to family members who had went through that. So I think it's not really different, but it can be a little different because I made it as a children book versus somebody who will write up about death in an adult way. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly,
because when you're little, you can remember playing with somebody, okay? And then they gone. But you were so young and you never knew what happened to that person. As you get older, you can say to yourself, well, I had somebody I was playing with, but where's that person? And then one day the parent might tell them, well, you had an old and he passed. You know what I'm saying?
It's very hard,
but you know, children go through that because you would know that you had somebody you were playing with, then they was gone and you never knew what happened because you were so young. So that's the reason why I wrote it. So when people explain something to their children, if they had a sister or brother that passed and they get a little older and say, Mom, I remember playing with Susie, but where is Susie? You know, and then they might say, well, when you was younger, you didn't understand that Susie passed away. You see what I'm saying? So they would see that.
The book is Bubblegum Journey. It will come in handy. It's an excellent book to have, and it's so well done by Sonia Lipford, our guest on the program. That's Lipford. When the book got published, we talked about writing the book and what you went through. What was the highlight? How did you feel when the book was actually published, where you have a copy of Bubblegum Journey in your hands with your name on it and Darius's story? How did that feel?
I felt happy. I was happy that I did something, you know, for him, you know.
Yes.
I'm busy. I'm always working. And it's sad that something like this to happen so you can be still sometimes and be humble, like, to sit and write something like that, you know. Like I said, when I wrote it, I didn't cry. It didn't hit me till maybe a year later, maybe 2 years later, I started to cry about it. And my heart was kind of broken, but I just really wanted to let people see there are hope on the other side. Because kids cannot be judged that young, you know, because he had no enemies. He had no best friend yet. He never got on the school bus. He never went to the prom. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make it seem like on that side, he still can be happy no matter what.
The book is Bubblegum Journey. Sonia Lipford is our guest on the program. Would you read maybe a poem synopsis of your book to give us an idea, a feel for the book?
You want me to read a part of it?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind doing that, maybe just a synopsis or a poem if you have something there that might give us an idea of how you went about writing this book. And while you're looking for that, again, I'll mention that Bubblegum Journey, if that's an inconvenience, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, you're fine. I had, you know, the funniest thing, I had the book sitting right here, and I had moved it and took it in the back. But I can go get it. I would like to read some.
Please do. Okay. And I will tell everybody about the other books while you're doing that. So that's right not now. A problem.
I'm sorry.
I don't get it. Sonia Lipford, L-I-P-F-O-R-D, is our guest on the program. The book we're talking about specifically is Bubblegum Journey. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Her other books, and she does such a wonderful job with the children's books, Witches, Brooms in My Room, Teaching My Sister Her Colors, and Molly and the Purple String. All of those books are available at Amazon. If you're Googling, that's S-O-N-I-A-L-I-P-F-O-R-D. So you get all the information on Sonia's books, not just Bubblegum Journey, but the other ones that she has written as well. And you found the book down there. I put you on the spot, and I apologize for that, but it's going to be worth it. There we go. Yep, we got a copy of the book on the screen, and that a wonderful job in illustration and the book copy there. So if there's something you could read that you think would give us a feel for the book, please do.
Yeah, I surely will. This is a picture of them in the book.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I have made sure I put a picture of you. Okay, it starts off like, this bubblegum journey is not for you. I can see the sun making shapes of bubblegum flavor. I can see the clouds, so I jumped on one that turns blue. Up, up I go, but I'm only just two. But this bubblegum journey is not for you. I hear a voice say, come to me. Here's a table full of bubblegum, just for me. Now I know the Creator had favored in me. So close your eyes, Mom and Dad, and be at peace, because this bubblegum journey was only for me.
That is just so well done, and it's difficult to listen to that and know the story and not be emotional, and I'm sure it was difficult to... Right. You know, in writing, but it's just such a touching tribute to Darius and his memory with the book, Bubblegum Journey. I think we've talked about this, but just in summing up here in the final minutes, what do you hope the message is to the listeners, to the people that will be reading the book, those people that have read the book, Bubblegum Journey? What do you hope the message is?
Well, I hope the message is that they get to understanding that we live for a reason, and we die for a reason. And in that time, God said, I will reveal all things, and only when that time comes. So we have to learn to accept it. And it was hard to accept that, especially when it's come for a child. So we have to learn to accept that and be humble and be at peace. So when I wrote that book, that made me be in peace, because I had to get to understand it in the wisdom of life. And life, we don't live forever. Even though we want to, but we don't. So to me, I wrote it so everybody who's going through it right now, today, or tomorrow, with this coronavirus going on, we have to pray and accept it and wait till the time where it can be revealed to us why. So we don't have to run around being so depressed. And because I tell you, I cried. So it's very hard to understand that.
Well, you've done, as I keep saying, because it's so important, you've done a service for people who go through similar circumstances, parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors that go through this, and it really helps put things in perspective. The book is available. I mentioned Amazon. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble, the bookshop, Ex Libris, Goodreads, Google, digital copies are also available. Any format, you'll find the book available. The others written by Sonia, Witches, Brooms in My Room, Teaching My Sister Her Colors, and Molly and the Purple String. What are you working on now? You're very prolific in writing these books geared for children and very good at it. What are you working at now?
I'm working on, I'm finished with both of them. It's called All God Creation Part 1 and Part 2. All God, I made it as a children's book. I took it and I drew the pictures of all God creation. It's like I drew pictures of people doing things, like they're giving thanks to God for the wind. So I drew a picture of a boy flying his kite. If it wasn't for the wind, your kite wouldn't fly. So we give thanks for that. I drew a picture of a little baby in a bottle. He wanted his bottle. He gives thanks for his mother to hand him that bottle. You know, so it's called All God Creation, Give Thanks. And then the other one is about animals. And I drew pictures of snakes, birds, you know, giving thanks. They eat, birds eat chicken seeds or whatever you want to call them.
Exactly, yes.
And, you know, they give thanks. Just like a cat who will catch a mice and bring it to you. He's giving you thanks. You know, they do that. They catch animals sometimes, bring it to your porch.
Yep,
so it's
had
like
that happen.
They showing you thanks. So, you know, even though they animals can't read what they say, they showing you things in a certain way. Like I said, when a cat get a bird, he bring it to you, you know? So he's like showing you he's thankful for you, you know? Even it's crazy to see a cat bring you a rat. You know, why you bringing me that rat?
We will look forward. I love the concept of that as well. And we'll look forward to those books. The ones that are out there, the one specifically, Bubblegum Journey by Sonia Lipford. You'll also find Witch's Brooms in My Room, Teaching My Sister Her Colors, and Molly and the Purple String. Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, Lipford, L-I-P-F-O-R-D. Book at Amazon. All the places I mentioned, digital copies are also available. Sonia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on an excellent job of doing this in Darius's memory. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success in writing the books. You've got you're gifted in this area. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad.
It was fun.
I wanted people to see.
Well, we'll share that with them. And again, it's Bubblegum Journey. Sonia Lipford, our guest. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.